Hello and welcome to Checkpoint XP on Campus, your number one resource for esports at the college level. I am your host, Norris Howard, joined by the illustrious, immaculate, and wonderful Daniel Agbuye and Jacob Brothers out at the UNLV studios. How's it going, guys?
Hi there. Hi there.
What's up, gamers?
That's right. What's up, gamers? You know, we're going to have a real laid-back, chill type of show today. We had a lot of tryptophan in our system. We're getting over the Turkey Day slump, but we're going to hop right into it with a discussion on esports betting. You didn't think you were going to hear about this in a college show, but it's a big deal. So we're going to take a little bit of time to talk about that. All right, now if you guys haven't noticed, we've pulled some TV magic and trickery and invited one of our managing editors, Kevin Kelly, on the show for this particular discussion, because it is quite interesting, the concept of esports betting and gambling in esports. Now, we know that this is a major thing in college sports, but esports betting is now legal in New Jersey. So Atlantic City has gotten involved in this. They last month approved betting on any video game. So if there's a book for it, you can go and bet at Atlantic City. The Borgata Casino, not Bogota, Borgata Casino in New Jersey took the first esports bet in the state. It was done by a broadcaster by the name of Howard Eskin, who placed a $100 bet on G2 Esports to beat Fun Plus Phoenix in Worlds. He lost that $100 very quickly.
Welcome to gambling.
So in a comment to the Associated Press, the casino president, Marcus Glover, said, Borgata is proud to be at the forefront of this significant milestone as we look to engage with future generations of esports fans as well as traditional sports fans. So, guys, as the people who are actually allowed to gamble, we're going to put that disclaimer out there. you know, what does this mean? What does this mean to you guys as we begin to see esports betting maybe grow, maybe hit Vegas real hard in the next couple years?
First of all, I love how enthusiastic that guy was to take the very first $100 from any esports better.
Mm-hmm.
He was ecstatic.
And then just for him to lose, so best
exactly.
case scenario, of course.
Exactly. The house is already winning.
Although, and this is definitely going to hit Vegas very hard.
Oh,
like, if someone's like, Vegas is like, wait, someone else did a gambling thing that we didn't do? Like, they're about to, like, open up a building for video game gambling. No, they won't, but
yeah, especially, like, you know, in a growing esports, like, physical presence here, we have a lot of venues here, and we try to, like, you know, the presence for events is growing and growing, and so when I think that when you introduce gambling to the gambling capital of the world for, you know, events like esports, it's going to be monumental. I think it's really going to try and, it's going to shift the paradigm, especially on a college level, too.
And I'm assuming that it'll probably hit college at the same time, like esports betting for esports, because they're doing this at the same time. And well, people love to gamble on college sports.
When,
so.
when you're a degenerate gambler like
you.
Myself,
mm-hmm.
you're looking for any action that you can get your hands on. So I think that, one, what's interesting to me is that, you know, it kind of like introduces, if we're going to be talking about gambling on college esports, like, my concern is, like, what do the players have to think about this? Like, with all this money, that's immediately going to start getting injected into esports. And colleges, like, there's no NCAA regulation yet.
Mm-hmm.
What do the players have to say about
this? I think
this?
The players, I would assume they're okay with it because they're actually being paid over the table. So they don't mind that there's being money bet on them.
Do you guys think that this may introduce some kind of regulation at some point, if we're going to have, like, this money in esports, in college esports now?
I personally think it has to. I think when you're involving, you know, youth, I think it behooves you to try to involve them. We saw just how rampant gambling can be, especially every March around the NCAA tournament and around bowl game time. So we know that college sports and gambling are kind of inextricably linked. Really, all sports and gambling are linked. But I think by esports being so new and being so young in the grand scheme of things. I think there is a slippery slope to be, you know, be careful of here, because I can definitely see a situation where you may have, you know, a guy who has placed a bet on his team to win or lose, and he's managing those teams. We've seen that happen in, I believe, League of Legends in Vietnam. We've seen it happen in Dota. We've seen it happen in many esports, where in many countries where esports betting is allowed. So I think we'll have similar issues, but I think this is a good opportunity for the esports industry to get out ahead of it and out in front of it and figure out what are some of the best practices, especially for college.
Someone is definitely going to have to step in and try and get like some rules and regulations around this, especially for the players. Mm-hmm. Because I know if people are still doing it on the pro level, Josh Shaw from the Arizona Cardinals just got like a huge suspension levied mm-hmm. against him for betting on games in probably the dumbest way possible. You can look that story up. But like if pro NFL players are going to be betting on games still, like this has been a problem in sports for years. Mm-hmm. And you're going to let college kids like have this kind of like wasteland of like no rules and anarchy and money and mm-hmm. and just all this sin just in being injected into esports. Like it's someone's definitely going to have to like step in, create some bylaws around this.
I'm really excited for just like the whack bets that are going to come up, because like, you know, in football, it's like, are they going to win by 3 kicks or 5 kicks? Like, I can't wait to see that kind of a thing for like Overwatch. Where it's like, do they win one map or two maps?
Oh,
like,
yeah, where you're going to have, you know, like a Overwatch point spread of how many ultimates does Jonah get off in a particular team fight. Like, yeah, it's going to get really granular because the stats are going to be there. You're going to be able to, you know, pull those stats, the over-under for how many kills in a particular League of Legends match. So, yeah, it's going to be interesting to see. But it is also going to be very, very concerning. And I agree with Kevin that, you know, somebody please think of the children. Will somebody please do that? But we're going to move on here and talk about a actual tournament that's going on that, as far as I know, no one can bet on. But we're going to have the TESPA Call of Duty Modern Warfare Online Collegiate Tournament. Now, this is a fall duos tournament. Over 500 teams are expected to participate. There's going to be a nearly $10,000 prize pool, of course, in scholarship money, a best of three format, only college students. Kevin, you in particular, I know both of you guys are big, you know, Call of Duty fans, but Kevin, you in particular, what is your opinion about this particular tournament, and do you think Modern Warfare is trying to ease its way into the college scene with this tournament?
The biggest thing that intrigues me with this tournament is, you said it's cross-play enabled, right? Mm-hmm. We're gonna be mixing, I think this might be one of the first times outside of like Fortnite, obviously, where we're going to be mixing controller players and mouse and keyboard players. Mm-hmm. And in COD, I think that's a completely different
thing. Yeah, because Call of Duty is the only like controller-dominant esport. Really.
But at the same time, like it's also a super like quick trigger, like mm-hmm. reaction time based game. Mm-hmm. And so like I think that like, you know, if you're playing mouse and keyboard in this tournament, I think I'm almost,
you have an advantage.
If we were able to bet on this, I would bet on the winner being a mouse and keyboard player.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a tandem of those two.
But that's it for that discussion. Are you into Call of Duty? Do you want to join this tournament? You only need one other buddy to join. So slide on over to gamebattles.majorleaguegaming.com, and you can check out all the information for the 2v2 TESPA Collegiate Call of Duty Fall Duos Tournament. So make sure you guys check that out. But we're going to have more coming up on Checkpoint XP on campus, where there's an event going on out in New York. It's focusing on women in esports. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus, your number one resource for collegiate esports. Your host, Norris Howard, here. And listen, We know a lot of you play games. We know a lot of you are on esports teams. We want to hear from you guys. We want you to share your stories. Slide on over to checkpointxp.com where you can do that. Hit the on-campus tab, and there's a drop-down box where you can submit your stories. Do you have a buddy who's sick in the mid lane? Are you crazy with the double taps in Rocket League? I don't know. But you do. So share those stories, and we will put them on the show. So, with that said, we're going to slide all the way over to the East Coast, and we're going to discuss an event going on at State University of New York, Canton, where they're having an open house for women in esports. So it's going to be something that is focusing on getting more women on campus involved in their esports program. So, guys... And I mean guys, as in room full of men, do we need more events like this and more women in esports?
Well, you know, if you just look at the breakdown of this room, clearly, yes, we need more women in esports. So, you know, we see that nowadays gaming is kind of split 60-40 in terms of, like, male to female. So times are changing. It's not really a male-dominated culture anymore. So I like seeing events like this that encourage female gamers to go, hey, you know, come out here. We're trying to show that, you know, esports is not a like a traditional sport. We don't need separate leagues, right?
Right, and we're finding success as far as casters go, because usually with casters, more often than not, there's a woman a part of that casting group now, which I've noticed, which is awesome. But they're not really playing with us in the with men in the tournaments, which is obviously a big problem because there's no skill gap when it comes to video games. So they could easily be on there, and since because of traditional sports building, we were just kind of built with the mindset of guys play on a team and girls play on a team because that's how traditional sports work. But we need to kind of pick and choose what we bring and what we don't bring with traditional sports. And this is something that obviously we don't bring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm actually really, really on board with that whole concept, Jacob, of how much do we actually borrow from traditional sports in terms of esports. There's a lot of opportunity to sort of quote unquote get it right the second time around, and I think this is a great opportunity. And SUNY Canton is taking a big step forward. They have 8 games in which they field teams for, and at the very least, Overwatch, League of Legends, and the Smash Ultimate teams are indeed co-ed. They have women on those teams, so you know, we see that there is a willingness for you know, universities and certain esports organizations to have women on their teams and see them play more. But we haven't necessarily seen the same happen at the pro level. We have Gaguri in the OWL. We don't have any women playing at the pro level in, you know, European or North American League of Legends or Korean League of Legends. So is it going to take sort of a, for lack of a better term, for lack of a better word, you know, a Jackie Robinson moment where somebody breaks the gender barrier and, you know, plays and becomes this larger-than-life figure? Or do you think it needs to be more of a slow burn where slowly but surely we just see more women involved in these leagues?
Well, the thing is, Norris, I don't think they have to be mutually exclusive, because look at what happened at BlizzCon. At the Hearthstone World Tournament, we had a female winner, and she was celebrated as for her skills. Honestly, her gender wasn't like focused. It was just like she won because she was better than everyone else, and that was really awesome to see.
Yeah, that was one of the few situations that went the way they were supposed to. Mm-hmm. And I think now that we have like that big win, mm-hmm. now that women have that big win, now it could become easier for them to join that community mm-hmm. with less drama.
Yes, exactly.
Which is the goal. If there's no drama, we've officially made it.
Yeah, honestly, I think one always feeds into the other.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I totally agree. And the more women that can participate in esports without like getting doxxed and harassed, the better. So that's going to be it for that very quick conversation, but we're going to have more coming up where we're going to be talking about the partner conferences for Collegiate League of Legends. So if you're a League fan, here's a conversation you definitely don't want to miss. More coming from Checkpoint XP on campus. So stay tuned.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus, your number one resource for collegiate esports. We're going to go right back into it and talk about the partner conferences for Collegiate League of Legends. And Jacob, let us know what the deal is, my guy.
Expanding the brain.
Expanding the brain to a different game.
Since, you know, Collegiate Overwatch Finals isn't happening right now. Interesting. So, which, by the way, I did ask Maryville what's up with that, and they said it hadn't happened yet with a sad face. So that's an official response. But, so the conferences that have been confirmed for the Collegiate League of Legends it's a list. Let me just... Big East Conference, Ooh. Big Sky Conference, okay. East Coast Conference, Eastern College Athletic Conference, Esports Collegiate Conference, Landmark Conference, Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference, Midwest Esports Conference, Mountain West Conference, and Peach Belt Conference.
Out of those, I see Big East and I see Mountain West, and I go, those are big-time conferences,
yes,
man.
They are.
Mm-hmm. But what also got my attention is that we have things named the Esports Collegiate Conference. And there's another esports one in there. So, like, there's new conferences forming, which is only going to make it more complex.
Right?
Because now we have Division I schools in here. We have Division III conferences in here. So, ultimately, that's what we want. We want all of these schools to be mixed together because divisions can't really define their esports teams.
No.
And I think that the fact we're getting esports-specific ones are awesome. And this is exactly what we said that we think would work best for college esports is if they're in their conferences and they play each other.
Exactly.
Yeah, I agree. And I also think if we're going to talk about any sort of conferencing and sort of a more traditional setup for esports, I agree. I think you can't take, you know, a Mountain West and a Big Ten and a Big East and take those same schools and apply the same paradigm to them because, I mean, your Maryvilles and your Akrons and a lot of those smaller schools come in and bust up those conferences. You know, your Harrisburgs, non-conference teams, they'll come in and bust those up. So I think the concept of new conferences really intrigues me. It really does intrigue me. But that's going to be it for that very quick segment. We just wanted to update you guys. If you are in any of those conferences, let us know. We want to know what your experience is like of participating in sort of a more formatted, regimented esports conference style competition. So we would love to hear from you. But we're going to have more coming up on Checkpoint XP on campus where Jacob is going to share more of his fashion thoughts. But before that, we are going to be talking about Ninja and another really stupid thing he said. So stay tuned.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus. Collegiate Esports extraordinaires coming live to you from all over the country. Right now, we're going to talk about something that's not necessarily in college. It's more of the TMZ-style news, if you will, where the biggest streamer in the world, Ninja, has come under fire for some comments that he's had against the NFL kickers. Here's the statement in full. I'll never understand how college and NFL football teams allow kickers that just miss kicks. I feel like there has to be pools of kickers in the USA that won't miss simple kicks or snappers that won't mess up snaps. I don't know, man. It seems so silly. Would love opinions on this. Now, in response, a gentleman by the name of Ducky the Gamer. Let me not say gentleman, gentle person. By the name of Ducky the Gamer says, I'll never understand how pro Fortnite players just miss shots. I feel like there has to be pools of pro players who can just click on their heads and hit every shot with 100% accuracy. Just seems so silly. Ninja response, and here's where it gets crazy. This is the blank reply ever. Fortnite requires movement, editing, building, rotating, and hitting shots. There are not positions in Fortnite. A kicker's job is literally to kick. Horrible analogy, kind of embarrassing. Thoughts?
Well, I have a theory.
What's your theory?
So Ninja is a Detroit Lions fan, and I know that because I am a Detroit Lions fan. And
I feel so bad for you guys.
Yeah, you should. Thank you. We appreciate it. The Lions only have a couple good things going for them. Actually, they have one thing right now, and that's their kicker. Lions do have one of the best kickers in the league. So Ninja is not built for thinking about bad kickers because we don't deal with a bad kicker. It's our one blessing. But, you know, say this to someone like Chicago. Man, they'd probably kill a person for a good kicker at this point. So I love that he kind of went for this just kick forehead approach. What do you think?
So reset the clock on stupid stuff that Ninja said. And I'm just going to say this. Dude needs to learn to stay in his lane. Because obviously he's being defensive. He got called out in a really dumb take. Because, yeah, he kind of said himself, they're two separate games, so why are you comparing the two? And honestly, like, that's a follow-up. He did delete the tweet. So obviously, I think he understands he was kind of in the wrong here, but dude, relax.
I love hot takes. You should keep it up, personally.
I just think for me, it does gamers no favors. It's already hard enough trying to explain esports to somebody who's a football fan or a basketball fan. And this doesn't do any favors to try to say that playing Fortnite is somehow just as, if not more difficult than being an NFL kicker. It's absurd. It is just simply not an intelligent thing to say. And I am really sad that we've dedicated time to it on the show, but it happens. Anyway, we're going to have more where Jacob, the largest of brains, is going to return to the fashion corner and let us know how he feels about some esports jerseys. That is going to close out today's Checkpoint XP on campus. Stick around.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Welcome back to Checkpoint XP on campus, your number one resource for collegiate esports. Don't forget to slide on over to checkpointxp.com/shop, where you can find all sorts of cool gear. And speaking of cool gear, we're going to take a look at some of college's hottest, and I mean hot, esports jerseys. And Jacob is going to take us to the fashion corner. So guys, take it away.
Welcome back. Fashion is...
Daniel, darling.
What?
How'd you walk out of the house like that? Would it kill a man to put some color on his clothes?
We haven't started the segment yet, and I'm not part of it, so let's please move on.
How about you just get to the jerseys? You already dropped the ball.
Okay.
Not fetch.
Okay. Let's start off with UC Irvine's jersey. Let's take a look.
Hot.
Okay.
I'm a big fan. The purple, the blue, all go well together. Mm-hmm. I like the little gamertag bar. Usually the different colored sleeves can be pretty ugly, but this one I think blends really well. Also, like letters on the side, this is one of those things to where like it could be awkward, but it's not. So I'm a big fan.
Okay. How about let's go with Maryville.
Bland.
Oh.
Too much white. It's just, there's so much negative space, and I'm just not a fan. Like, they have, like, some weird, like, lines on the side, but they're so bright, you can hardly see them, and it just looks like some, like, YouTube channel logo. Personally.
It kind of looks like body armor.
Yeah, actually, yeah, it's body armor, so not as unique, not as hot on it.
All right. Next up, we have Rutgers.
Rutgers. This one is not actively bad. It does a kind of wraparound thing. I think that's kind of cool. The logo on the top is fine. I do like the white on the chest. It does the two different sleeves. So I'd say, and yeah, you know what? The more I look at it, the less I hate it. It's like the middle design's pretty cool. I'd give it like, you know, probably like an A minus.
Oh, wow. Okay. Next up, Lackawanna College.
What a sick jersey. This thing is metal. I am a big fan of this. Like, look at all the weird colors. They're all just kind of touching each other. And it has the mirrored sleeves, which I like. I like what it's looking like on the sides. Mm-hmm. And see, the negative space in the middle is only a little part. You want to have negative space that's controlled. You don't want to have negative space that's just a whole thing. So, big stan.
And last but certainly not least, we have the juggernaut of college esports, Harrisburg Storm.
And this is hot. I like it. Their logo is really cool. I like it how they have like the little designs kind of juxtapositioning against each other. I like that. Also, I think the sleeves are really cool. I'm kind of obsessed with esport jersey sleeves.
Really?
Because they always do something weird with them, and this one's no exception. So, I think mirrored is better than two different ones, but I think this is a really strong logo to go with a really strong school.
So, out of the five of these, which one was the best, which one was the worst?
Worst is Maryville, for sure. Then, after that, I'd probably say, I like Irvine top, Harrisburg.
Ooh.
Lackawanna? That one, and Rutgers, which are all good, just Maryville is just not as fetch.
You heard it, Maryville. Fix your jerseys.
Jeez, you guys are ridiculous. Anyway, all the jerseys are amazing. Everyone's amazing. Jacob, well done again. And he's totally correct. Daniel, we do need you to wear some color next time. Do a lot better. With that said, we want to thank all of you guys for joining us for Checkpoint XP on campus. We want to thank everybody at the UNLV studios, the wonderful production staff, as well as Daniel and Jacob there in the studio. Emily, who helps us out with all of the wonderful editing and all the cool graphics and stuff that makes it look all pretty. We also want to thank the Detroit staff that helps out here, Rick Hagerheide and Chad Callahan and Joe Sloan. From everyone here in Detroit and Las Vegas, we hope, we would like to think, and we demand that you return for next week's Checkpoint XP on campus.
Bye, everybody.
Love you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.